What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
When you're a child, the idea of monsters under the bed seems like a feasible one. Because why not? Everything is new, everything's a possibility. And your mind can go to pretty extreme places as a kid, as it's developing and learning all different ways of functioning and interpreting reality. Sometimes it is just that, our imagination. Sometimes there is something else out there. Something with a goal of instilling pure fear into the hearts of the innocent child. It's only left to fend for themselves with a blanket and a pillow. That's what happens in our next story. Take a listen. My parents have recently moved from my childhood home into a house that will be easier for them to enjoy their retirement in, and it has prompted me to revisit some childhood memories of a house where I grew up and get in touch to share some of those experiences. It's a three-story brick house plus a large attic built in Tory, England in the 1950s, so fairly normal and not very old by English standards, but as there always is a but in such stories, it always felt off to me and my mom. My dad and older brother are the extreme end of the scale of skepticism when it comes to the paranormal, so I've always brushed off any weird feelings or occurrences as being due to creaky floorboards or our imagination, etc. But there have been too many strange happenings for my mom and I to enjoy their peace of mind when we're in that house. I should probably say that the women on my mom's side of the family have a long history of being sensitive to things that occur outside of the normal realm of experiences. So I grew up believing that ghosts and the paranormal were definitely real, but having seen and heard things there myself, I now absolutely believe that there's more to life than just the physical. As far back as I can remember, there was no one defining incident that made me afraid of being alone in that house, but I do remember being a very small child and constantly feeling uneasy there, and feeling like you were being watched wherever you went, and that if you would just turn around or look over your shoulder, that there would be someone there. On the occasions that I did muster the courage to look there, would of course be nobody. But it didn't dispel the feelings of a presence or person still being with you. Being a child, I didn't have anything else to compare this to and took it as the norm, as if everyone had things in the house that they couldn't see that made them afraid. And oddly enough, my mom and I didn't start to talk about her feelings or experiences either until I was much older. She was trying to protect me and not frighten me. And in some ways, I am glad that she didn't, because it allowed me to not be influenced by anything she'd seen or heard, so that we were eventually did compare notes. I did know that these things did in fact happen, and I wasn't just a kid with an overactive imagination. Because looking back, it's easy to dismiss odd events as being a child's creativity, or if it weren't for the sheer number of things that occurred, I'm not sure what I would believe myself, or even want to believe it. Things started small. The floors on the second floor would creak in a rhythmic pattern, like footsteps walking from room to room, even when there was nobody up there. I remember one spending an hour terrified and locked in the downstairs bathroom when my parents were out, because I'd clearly heard someone walking around upstairs even though I was alone in the house. And the doors started to open on their own. The lounge carpet was quite thick, pile, and didn't allow for the door to swing open in the wind. You had to push it quite hard to move it, but fairly regularly, my mom and I would be sitting on the sofas just for the door to creak open and nobody be on the other side. As I grew up and became a teenager, things started to ramp up in gear. My mom and I started seeing odd dark shadows in the corner of our eyes. Things that move, but when you would turn to look at them directly, there would be nobody there. Our family cat Lucy passed away, and we would still hear her sitting in her favorite spot halfway up the stairs, looking through the banisters, just for her to disappear when you walked into the hall to get a better look at the shadow on the stairs. But the feeling that it had been her was overwhelming. Lucy hadn't been the only animal in the house either. While she was still alive, both my mom and I had experienced something shaking our beds while we were trying to sleep. The way an animal jumping on the bed might make it rock before they circled to lay down, but it would never be Lucy. She was usually on the windowsills when this happened. It seemed to occur particularly when we were upset or feeling emotional. I like to think it was some sort of attempt to comfort us. When my dad had a stroke and was in the hospital, my mom felt something leap onto the bed that first night. She was alone, the bed shaking with the weight of whatever it was that jumped up there. But when she looked, nothing was there. I felt it too on the night I was going abroad to stay with another relative for a while. Feeling mixed emotions of excitement and also sadness that I'd missed my parents, I just turned off the light and settled to try to sleep, when I felt the bed shake as something, presumably the cat, jumped up by my feet. I felt the unmistakable sensation of her circling as cats do before they lie down. Then the weight of her pressing against my leg as she curled up for the night. I turned the light on, as this was unusual enough for her to want to sleep on my bed that I wanted to make the most of the last cuddles before I wouldn't see her for a while, but as I did so, the feeling of weight against my leg vanished. There was nothing there. There had been no time for Lucy to have jumped off the bed. The presence against my leg just vanished instantaneously. But an indent was left in the blankets where something had clearly been. I leapt out of bed to find Lucy curled up on the windowsill as per usual, and the spot she was lying on was warm, as if she'd been there for some time. It took me a long time that night to turn the light off and relax enough to sleep again. I'm convinced that there was more than one spirit present in that house, because while the ghost cat felt to some extent comforting, or at least not threatening in any way, there were other experiences and presences that demonstrated some sort of intelligence, and others that felt downright dark and frightening. When my mom and I did finally acknowledge to one another that we'd individually had some spooky experiences, talking about it seemed to increase the activity around us, as if we'd somehow given it more energy to feed off with our attention. One day we had been in the dining room chatting while my mom made something on her sewing machine, and the conversation turned to the topic of ghosts and how uneasy the house had always made us feel. As we spoke, her sewing machine suddenly whirled into action, and her frightened reaction made me realize that it had done so without her touching the foot pedal. We leapt up and watched in horror as the sewing machine started to run full bore without either of us being anywhere near it. I don't remember what she said, but I remember my mom shouting for help, essentially. So I did the only thing I could think of doing. I yelled, "Stop!" And it did. The second that word had been spoken, the machine stopped dead, and there was a deafening silence. We were shocked, and from that point on, my mom was less willing to talk about whatever was in the house, listening to us and trying to get our attention for fear of making it more active. Things didn't stop, however. It actually started to get pretty dark and terrifying from this point on. When I was very young, I had shared a bedroom with my brother, but once we were old enough, we were given separate rooms. I hated my room. It just felt wrong and unwelcoming, particularly at night. As a child, I didn't have the vocabulary or understanding of these things to explain properly why I felt so uncomfortable there. And the only way I can describe it now is to say that the air felt thick. Somehow it felt like the room was full of something, like fog. The atmosphere felt heavy, and I remember sleeping with the hallway light on and my door open because I didn't want to be in total darkness. I used to wave my hand in the air as I lie in bed trying to understand why it felt like my hand was being slowed by something in the atmosphere, like I was waving through a thick mist. I never experienced an atmosphere like that before or since. And then the figure started appearing. Sometimes it would be as I lie on the verge of sleep, and sometimes it would be woken up by it, but it became a regular occurrence that as I lay in bed, a dark hooded figure would suddenly be there in the room. I could feel it as vividly as I could see it. The malevolence of this thing seemed to come off it in waves. It was tall, maybe 6 feet, wrapped in a black cloak, covered it from head to toe. I can still see it in my mind. The rolls of cloth that partially obscured where its face should have been. It looked solid, real, and utterly terrifying. The creepiest thing about it was that it had no face. Just a black void of almost pure darkness where there should have been features, but I could feel it looking at me. Sometimes it would be in the room facing towards me, but more often it would be right next to me, looming over me as if it were studying me intensely. It never touched me, but its body language was menacing and utterly terrifying, making it clear that it was there for me and not just appearing randomly in the room. Night after night, this happened throughout my early teenage years. I'd wake up or turn off the lights just to find an enormous dark entity looming over me in bed. The shape of its body and faceless stare so clear in what little light came through the crack of the door. I became frightened of going to bed at all, welcoming any chance to sleep at friends' houses. The only thing I could do when I saw this figure was to shut my eyes as tight as I could and duck my head under the covers. I could feel that I knew I was awake, so I couldn't pretend I hadn't seen it. But I could at least hide, hiding and holding the covers tight and praying that it would go away. That tonight wouldn't be the night that it would try to come closer. It'd leave me shaking with fear, my heart pounding, frozen, and petrified beyond anything I'd ever experienced. I'm amazed I did manage to sleep at all, but I'd lie there listening for the slightest noise until out of sheer exhaustion, I would pass out and wake the next morning to an empty room. I didn't tell anybody for a very long time what I was seeing, partly because I knew that it would sound crazy and nobody hearing that story would be able to grasp just how vividly real the figure was. And also partially because I was afraid that if I spoke about it out loud, it would somehow know I knew it was there and my hiding from it wouldn't work anymore. I grew up and moved out as kids do, and for the first time since I was really young, I started having peaceful nights with no weird occurrences. I never forgot what I'd seen. When I was in my 20s, I remember coming across the phenomena of sleep paralysis and thinking for a time, maybe that explained what I'd been seeing. What didn't fit, however, was that often I was absolutely awake still. I hadn't yet fallen asleep before I saw the looming figure, and also I was able to move when I saw it. What kept me frozen under the covers was sheer terror, but I was able to move well enough to shut my eyes and dart under the covers as fast as I could, holding them as tight in that childish belief that the sheets could still protect you from nighttime monsters. Over time, it became just something that happened years ago and something that I was just so grateful had stopped, I didn't revisit in my mind very often. It isn't until I was talking to my cousin a few years ago. We are both now in our 40s, had been close as kids, spending summers staying at each other's houses. We never talked about the house in all those years, and I'd assumed that she was blissfully unaware of what I'd seen and felt back in the 80s and 90s. But we'd open up to one another recently after she told me that she had a beautiful experience where she'd seen her dad, my uncle who had passed away 8 years ago. We talked properly for the first time about ghosts and how we know there is a life beyond just what we have here. And then she said it. She warned me that I would think she was crazy, but when she'd stayed with us as a kid, she had been frightened by something. Something that had been appearing in my room, a tall, black-hooded figure that had materialized and frightened her very deeply. I couldn't believe that she'd held on to this for nearly 3 decades. Their descriptions were virtually identical. It's oddly reassuring that I wasn't the only one to have seen this thing, but I'm glad that my parents no longer live there. I can finally put that memory to rest. They sold that house to a family with young children, so I gave my mom some supplies to bless the house before they left. I just hope whatever it was hasn't stayed on to frighten anyone else. I'm a big fan of the show, so thanks for letting me share just some of the creepy stuff that has happened in that house in my life.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
American Social Casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning, I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games, it's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino. Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.